hope, and love. Mariah has always had a deep love for God and a simple trust in Christ. Jesus for her is her deepest love, and everything in her life comes from that source. Of course, it doesn't mean that she doesn't struggle with issues like fear and doubt. It just means she doesn't allow them to define her. Looking back, it was appropriate that Mariah and Kim left Los Angeles, leaving me behind. Her mom never taught her how to cook, but she did teach her how to risk. It was not that long ago when Kim and Mariah left me once before, headed to Zambia on a humanitarian mission. When you travel with Kim, you're less likely to stay in a nice hotel or eat gourmet meals, and more likely to find yourself sleeping on hard beds and eating food you couldn't identify if your life depended on it. There are two undeniable characteristics that Kim passed on to Mariah: her height, or lack of it, and the spirit of the barbarian Y. Kim is the powerful integration of a love for adventure, an insane willingness to risk, and a heart committed to serving the world. Whether in China or Indonesia, working as an educator, in Mexico or Haiti, doing relief work, or in Los Angeles, building a home in South LA with Habitat for Humanity, Kim has never shied away from hard work or a difficult challenge. If anything, she seems to come alive when given the opportunity to serve in places where most of us would only be looking for the exit. She really is Joan of Arc on fire. So I found myself in front of the leaders of our 7 different locations as they eagerly awaited the vision for the new year. It turned out I was learning the vision with them instead of giving it to them. I suddenly found myself calling on all of our leaders not only to participate in a building project with Habitat for Humanity, but also to take on the entire project ourselves. In the middle of a recession, in the middle of our congregation's most difficult economic season, we decided to raise $150,000 and build one house for one family. We needed to remind ourselves that while we may not be able to solve all the world's problems, we could make a difference for at least one family. That day, we raised more than $60,000 from a few hundred people that had come to find a new vision. That day was the catalyst for the greatest month of giving in the history of Mosaic. Facing double-digit unemployment nationwide and having seen our budget decrease 25%, Mosaic gave more to humanitarian projects in one month than all of its history combined. We did more than build one house. We rediscovered who we were as a community of faith. This is the barbarian way. It is the path we find ourselves on when we choose our most heroic lives. I know the term barbarian seems distinctly masculine, but bravery is not a gender. The reality is, women have given birth to every human being ever, and they also have been the conduit of much of the world's good. Truth be told, while men have held positions of power since the beginning of recorded time, they have rarely used that power to advance good in the world. Women, it seems, have always been more conscious of society. In underdeveloped countries, if you want to...